God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see everybody. Yeah, what a beautiful day we have. Amen. We have a special day today. It is not only the fact that we get together and get to worship God, but it is also a day where we are honoring our veterans. And what I would like to do is, I have a mic here, and I would like all the veterans to stand, and I will hand you the mic, and I would like to hear, we would like to hear where you served. We would like to hear what years you served, and if you're retired, let us know how long you've been retired and such. But we just want to honor you today. So would all the veterans please stand? You don't have to remain standing, but let me know when I walk by you, okay? So go ahead and sit down. We'll start with Jay here this morning. And
you don't even have to hand me a microphone.
Hey, great.
I'm Jay Sterling. I served from 1965 to 1969. The United States Air Force. I spent 18 months in Tripoli, Libya. 10 months in Nakhon Phanom, Thailand during the Vietnam War. Thank you. I'll fly this proudly. And I'm proud to say that I'm a veteran, and I'm proud to say that I have a son-in-law that's serving in the U.S. Air Force today. And I think it's important that we remember our servicemen that are serving today and all of those that have gone before us that were veterans that give us the freedom that we have today. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kenyon Colton. I served from 1976 to 1980, United States Air Force, stateside. And I just want to say God bless our troops also.
Hi, I'm Ray Cohen. I was in the Army from 80 to 89. And it's an awesome thing to be in the military. And it's an awesome thing to serve this country.
I'm Homer May, and I served with the Air Force 1951-5 and was in Korea as an aerial gunner.
I'm Jim Bartlett. I was in the U.S. in the Navy from 62 to 65 on the USS Lexington. I was in the Bay of Pigs. Thank you, guys.
Mike Kyle served the United States Force from 1957 to 1961. I was in a rather large cargo outfit as a mechanic. We had 42 planes in our squadron, and most of the time they were gone, and we didn't know why we were sending all this equipment and cargo over somewhere to the west of us, and when I got out in 1961, I found out that everything that would left Travis Air Force Base went to Vietnam. And had I stayed one more month, I'd have got to stay two more years in Vietnam.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm Charles Iney. And I served in Korea from 53 to 55 as a truck driver.
Awesome. You have somebody?
My name is Bill Bissell. The first year I went through basic and went to jump school was in the 82nd Airborne. And then they decided to ship me to St. Louis to work in the meat packing houses with the contracts that Uncle Sam had with military. I was there from 1948 to 52.
Thank you. Junior?
My name is Junior Cobb. I served in the Army 63 to 65, stateside.